Okay. Just want to share a Dvar Torah for today. I don't know if anybody ever heard of this, but I always wondered, growing up for a long time, what is special about Rosh Chodesh Teves that it doesn't have the difficulty that every single Rosh Chodesh has. On a standard Rosh Chodesh, so we have a problem because there's no way to divide four aliyahs into the psukim to fulfill all the conditions. So one opinion is that we have to break a pasuk in half. At Shmuel's opinion, Rav says no, we say it and then we go back and repeat the pasuk. But on Rosh Chodesh Teves, none of that happens. We could just read it because there's an extra aliyah when we lay in for Hanukkah. So I want to share with you something that my phone told me. It has a thing of yahrzeit. So somebody died today. Avram Avinu's yahrzeit, according to, I don't know what basis, it was today on Rosh Chodesh Teves. What? Yeah, if that's the case. Well, my question is, what that means is very big things happened on that day. Because the day that Avram Avinu died was the day that Yaakov bought the Bechaira off of Esav. So when we earned that firstborn right, that happened on the same day, because that was when he made the meal. That was when Esav came in. He says, even if that Saba died, then les din v'les dayin, it can't be that Zaidi died and he went off the derech at that moment. And that was when Yaakov was zeiche to the Bechaira. So there's something very, very special about this day. And it makes sense that we have like something special in the Rosh Chodesh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.